of our home, it haunts our dreams, bound by a thread that's unraveling at the seams. Echoes of laughter that seem so far drive us to fight under every star. Another world is calling, can't ignore the signs. Hope rides on us, it's a race with time. If we fail this battle, the line will bend, two worlds will fall. It's the
All right, Nora, it's your turn. Remember your, hi, everyone. Nora, it's,
Hello.
It's your turn. Make sure your crab, makes that immobilized check. Has to have an athletics, so the agility stat, difficulty value 13.
I'm going to use, paralyzing thorn.
Hold on. Okay, then you're gonna. Okay, so make your crabs thing first.
Make my crabs thing first. Okay.
Yeah, make your crab thing first.
Okay.
Oh yeah, he can act.
Yeah.
So let the crab run loose. Who are you targeting? One, two, or three?
Let's go to one.
Okay.
All right, he's going to use Crushing Claw.
All right, I'll hold on a second. Oh, hold on. Sorry. Good thing I didn't see that. The viewers did, but I didn't. I'm going to defend with... I'm going to defend with Corrosive Spray, and I'm going to target Yoshi and Ruben alongside the crab. So, I am ready when you are. Ready? Flip.
Oh, wait. I need to
Ruben, defend. Yeah, do you want to defend or dodge?
Oh, I'm going to dodge.
Yeah, I'll dodge too.
All right. Okay, so I got
it. I just drew that.
8 plus 3. Yeah, you dodge, and you dodge. All right. Next. So I...
And that just goes back onto the bottom?
Yep. Okay, so go ahead and do that damage. Is that... That's a face card, so it can do the effect, and is that of its blessed seed?
No, it's not.
Okay.
But, yeah, it's 4 damage, and the target is stunned for 2 scenes.
Oh, well, it can't be conditioned, so it's fine. Yeah. It takes 2 damage, though?
4.
4? Ooh, nice hit. Mm-hmm. Okay, so... All right, now it is your turn, Nora. Your crab has taken his turn.
Going to use Paralyzing Thorn also on one.
Very well, go for it.
Alright, ready?
I will be doing that Corrosive Spray. I will be targeting Nora, obviously, and Ruben, and Yoshi.
Okay,
you guys. What are you gonna do, Ruben?
I'm gonna dodge again.
Okay, what about you, Yoshi?
Same.
Okay, ready? 1, 2, 3.
Oh, damn.
This is not of its blessed seed, but it still becomes a critical at the bottom of the deck. And...
It's seed. I don't know if that helps at all.
No. It doesn't increase the number, it just increases the damage. When only on competence test does that increase the number. Alright, so... He will be doing, you all, I believe, are still weakened for at least this one last round, if I remember right. So, he can't re-up the weakness, so you each will take 4 points of damage. Ruben, Yoshi, and Nora. Alright. And at the end of the round, before we start to draw, I gotta draw a card real quick. 1 second. Okay, so the door had a difficulty value, but you start to hear this like loud slamming against the door, and the ground begins to kind of shake. The door has a difficulty value of 10 to break, to kind of like break open from the other side. So Whoever is trying to break through the door makes it through. As a well-armored foot comes crushing through the door, somebody that you recently just met and was helping you out up top has now made his way finally down and followed the sounds of gunshots as Ryzen appears. That was his turn to make it through the door.
Ryzen.
But he did breach the door, so if you guys wished to flee, you could flee at any moment now. But Ryzen is here, and he is ready to fight. As he kicks in the door, he goes, "The fuck are you all doing? This isn't the cult room."
We got turned around.
We got stuck.
We're trying to you gain extra bunches. XP. Okay.
I don't know what XP is, but it looks like you
kind of fucked up as he says that.
Y'all do look fucked up. You look extremely fucked up.
If there were items in here that would give us an advantage against the cultists.
I'm sure there is.
Watch out for that orb that talks.
Did you check, like, for traps?
Yes, of course we did.
Well, yeah,
are you calling us liars? Because I don't like how you're insinuating stuff like that.
Hey, I'm here to help. I could just walk away.
Can we just kill these fucking things?
There's no signs in front of us, and I point.
Hey, you're doing a lot of talking for someone that's supposed to be helping, goddammit.
So, as we come to the end of the round, everybody who has no cards, draw 3 cards. Everyone who has at least 1 card, but not 7 cards, draw 1. Alrighty. Oh, Ryzen, buddy. It's a good thing these are just standard enemies. All right. So, at top of the round, we have Rain at the top of the round.
Make it okay. Rain. Hold on. I gotta find the rules on fucking combos.
I got them right here.
That's rude. Alright. one's the one that's been hitting us with the AoEs, right?
One has been hitting you with the AoEs, yes. Seems as soon as you brought it down to a certain point, it just started popping AoEs.
How's it looking?
Rough. It's not in a square shape and in a cube shape anymore. It's more looks like a black ooze from D&D. It's just
gross.
Instead of jello, it looks like pudding.
Blood pudding.
I'm gonna do ancient tree strike on it.
Very well. Alrighty. Go ahead. It will use, of course, the corrosive, and it will target Ashton, Nora, and Rain.
So, I'm still weakened, right?
That's over now. So you're good. Okay. You won't, unless he hits you. Okay. So do you want to defend, dodge, Ashton? What do you want to do?
I am going to defend.
Very well. With what?
Yeah. Let me use my double slash.
Very well. And I said Reuben, right? No, Nora. Nora. I said yeah. Nora. That Nora, one. Do you want to dodge or defend?
I'll defend.
What are you going to defend with?
I'm going to defend with Obsidian Blade.
Very well. Rain. Ready, everyone? 1, 2, 3, go.
So what's your total?
King is
I'm adding to this.
8. Jack is an 11, queen is 12. 13 plus 3, so 16.
Bam. 8, 11, 15. Plus my bonus would make it 16.
17 2. Total.
Okay.
Oh. Okay. Oh, all yeah. Right. So, bam.
Okay, so you, what about you, Nora? Are you adding any cards or sticking with the jack?
12, 15.
That.
Oh, shit. All right. Well, I lost. Go ahead. We're going to go starting from Rain first. Rain, what is your damage? What are you doing to me?
This is nature damage. Mm-hmm. This is a blessed seed.
Okay, so it's doubled.
So, six.
Six? Okay. Ashton, what are you doing? That's a face card, so you'll be able to... Is that a face card that you used? No, it's not. What's up?
Pat, I could hear you talking, but I could not hear you on Discord.
You're frozen, Pat.
I mean, shit.
You're lagging so fucking bad.
Well, for you guys, I am. For me, I'm not. And the camera's got me going just fine. So, just for you guys, for some fucking reason.
You still have not caught up on your side.
You're still not caught up on our side.
You're in the past. Catch up already.
It's like really bad. It's like really bad dubbing.
Oh yes, it is. Fucking.
Okay.
Hi. How are you doing?
Is that better? Have I caught up now?
Like watching Kung Pao into the fist.
Wave. I don't think so.
Oh no! Because wait, you guys just heard me
directly at the camera and say words.
No, now you guys are lagging for me too.
No, yeah, he's fucking way behind.
Yeah.
Stop it, man! God damn it! Turn off your camera. Oh, you can't turn it off.
I mean, I can.
Pause
but
it
I,
and then maybe turn off your like, camera and then. Yeah.
I mean, I have to edit all this out anyways.
I swear, if your fucking neighbor is like using up all of your bandwidth,
I'm on hotspot.
Fly out there to Utah, and I'm gonna break his shin.
I'm on hotspot.
He's watching all that anime
hentai
porn.
He doesn't have the internet anymore. He doesn't have the password anymore.
No, y'all kicked him out of it.
Yeah.
Good. Fuck that guy.
I don't know his name, but fuck him.
I'm gonna switch to this real quick.
I feel like you guys are there.
That's not anybody.
Celine, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're not. You're good.
Is that better, you guys?
Wait, is his name actually spelled with the two D's?
Yeah, that's better.
That's
it's not spelled with two D's. No, I know what you're saying, Riff, and I love you for fucking saying that.
Yeah, it is spelled with two D's. Oh my gosh, now you guys are lagging out for me. The fuck?
We only got like 10 minutes in.
I know.
And no.
It's been fine all day, for the most part.
I've been looking forward to this literally all day.
Let's go play Call of Cthulhu.
Patuliku! You shut the fuck up, Rapid.
You know you guys want to play COD, goddammit.
Yeah, whenever wants to.
Yoni always wants to play cock, and I'm not talking about Call of Cthulhu.
I hope Pat was still recording that.
I hope so. You can send
it. You need to use like these moments as bloopers.
Yeah,
like,
for our Patreon people.
We can put it at the end of the credits or whatever, like fucking those old 90s sitcoms.
That would be fucking hilarious. No, like the old Pixar movies that had like the bloopers at the end of them.
All right, guys, have I caught up?
Hunters.
Am I working?
I think so.
Yeah. For now.
Yes, you are.
The only thing is, like, how do we start counting 1, 2, 3 with your fingers? I guess.
One.
While you count 1, 2, 3.
Two.
Yeah.
Three.
Yeah.
You're good.
Okay. All right. Cool. All right. Picking back up with the damage from Nora.
Six.
And the damage from Ashton.
It was not a face card, so double slash is 4 plus the... I don't add my other bonuses to it, right? Only my class bonus? Right.
Only that
okay,
one,
so
yeah.
Then it's 5.
Okay.
5 and 12.
So, as you guys kind of, like, all three, as this thing, like, starts to, like, wiggle and shake like it's about to release that acid throughout the air, all three of you guys, like, Ashton grabs his sword out... puts it to his shield Spartan style and charges in. Nora summons a dagger of obsidian from the earth, and then rain like causes a massive spike of earth to shoot forward, skewering it up as Ashton and Nora just cross cut this thing into oblivion.
Power Ranger style.
Green Ranger, Red Ranger, Yellow Ranger.
I want to be the Green Ranger. Oh no, I'm Red Ranger. Never mind. We already went.
You are Red Ranger. Ruben's Blue Ranger.
I should totally be Pink Ranger.
Yoshi's Black Ranger.
No, I love that. If we have a black kobold, why is it Black Ranger? Unless I get into that.
You can't just ask someone why they're not black. God.
All right. Okay, so that one is dead. You guys have successfully taken that one entirely out. You guys did it. Oh, internet froze for me. There we go. Everyone's back, Pat, I think. Yeah.
You're lagging. Bad.
I know. Sorry, Pat. We can't hear you again.
It's just going to take a lot of editing. Am I back now?
Look, I'm going to come back to this shit without a shirt on because it's hot. These edits are going to be crazy.
I know.
Steps off stream and comes back.
I'm going to have to, I'm gonna have like to edit a shirt back on now. So.
Oh, fuck that.
It's, right. Oh, yeah. It's like 80 in the apartment right now.
No, let me go turn on my AC. God, I'm hurting myself.
I'll pick back up when he gets back.
It's just broken.
Damn, dude. I'm going to have to edit this so fucking bad.
You are still lagging, Pat.
Fuck.
Yeah.
All right, hold on 1 second.
I'm serious about the bloopers idea, though.
Hell yeah.
We should totally do that.
I love it.
As if my internet caught any of these bloopers, to be honest.
That is fair.
Yeah,
shut up.
That's valid.
Don't say that.
They want to go secretly chop down some trees.
I was just going to burn them. All right, so you guys have successfully taken one down. I just want all you viewers to know, my internet is dog water, so if there's a few things I forget to edit out of this and the internet's messed up, I'm sorry. I'm going to do my best. It's just going to take a lot of editing to get all of these moments out. I know there's one moment Rapid had a shirt on, and now he doesn't. Don't worry. Don't worry. That's on the OnlyFans now.
it's one of those, like, conundrums. Like, you're going to be like, did he have a shirt? No.
Did he have a shirt? I don't remember. Hold on. Let's
Rapid
rewind.
Rapid never wears a shirt, goddammit.
I'm just going to edit now a shirt off of him just, for the whole weekend. He's just going to have, like, Gora's 12 pack.
Hey, please do. I love that.
All right. So, you have two enemies left. One is really low on health, about to hit to the point where he's going to do the AoE. And then one that is still pretty hardy. But after Rain, it is now Ashton's turn. Ashton. Go, go, Red Ranger.
Over three. Oh.
There we go.
It's your turn, bro.
Yeah, it's your turn.
Yeah. Oh, I don't have any more cards. I used them all.
Oh shit! What'd I do? Nothing. Oh,
my audio's messing up too. After Ash says the power of friendship, he looks around and what? No more PP left or whatever. And he just dance there.
It's like you go
V nap moment.
It's like you go, but then you look down and your sword's not in your hand anymore, and you're like, where the fuck did my sword go? And spend a turn looking for your sword. I'm gonna
have to redo my audio real quick. Sorry, guys.
It's all good. All right. Okay, so then we're going to move on to Yoshi.
All right.
All right, Black Ranger, what is up with you? What are you doing?
Yoshi is... This is difficult. He's gonna go after the one that is the most hurt.
Okay, so three. Sounds good.
Yes. Yeah. Alright, ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Alright, I am attacking with double slash.
Okay, I will attack with acid envelopment. Ready? One,
three,
two. Bah! Oh, damn it! I had a good card too, but you had a better one. Alrighty. Yeah, you beat me. You beat me hardcore. Is that of the Blessed Seed?
It is not, but it's, it's still critical, and it's still going to activate the face effect. So,
yep. Yeah. All right. Deal some damage. Now, remember, they are resistant to normal CTs.
Yeah.
They have resistance 3, so. All right.
Well, it's 4, 5, 6 damage.
Okay, and then it's.
And it's critical.
So what is its base hit?
Base hit is 4.
So if it's critical, then it's 8. And then what's its effect?
An additional 2.
An additional 2. Okay, so that's 10 damage. Yes. Brought down to 7 damage because of the resistance.
I mean, I will take it.
Yeah, I mean, that was a heavy hit right there. That was a beautiful hit. All right. Now it is Ruben, our handsome boy. What's up?
I am going to attack with Void's Touch.
Void's Touch, very well. On 3, okay, I will defend with Corrosive Spray, targeting Ashton, Ruben, and Nora. Ready? Ashton, what are you going to defend? I believe you have no cards. Are you going to dodge?
I have a couple cards. I accidentally, you know, since we're doing the dodge, kept throwing them into my dead pile.
Oh.
Yeah, you know. yeah, let me dodge, though.
Okay. Nora, what are you doing?
I also have no cards, so I'm going to dodge.
Very well. Ready? One,
just
two.
As a refresher, we put the dodge
back into your vital. Yes.
That's why I'm missing a couple more, but it's all right.
You got a queen. So what is so basically I beat you by 3 points, Nora, because I have a +3. Okay. And then well, what's your agility, Nora? Your diamonds.
My agility 0.
Okay, so yeah, I beat you by 3, so I do damage to you, and then you beat me and I beat you. So to you two, that was a face card, so you're both weakened again. So you'll take 4 points of damage. And Ruben.
On top of what?
That was it. That's total.
I do 4 damage, and they have to discard 2 other random cards from their hand, which, since they don't have a hand, is effectively just 2 more damage.
2 more damage, so 6 damage in total.
And I'm sad about it.
Yes.
Alright, so that is 21 minus 6 is 15? 15. Okay. Alrighty. It is now the slime's turn. So, 2 will attempt assimilation on... Who do I want to hit? You want to be hit? You want to be tank? Okay, I'll hit you, Ashton.
Oh, I should tell you, my deck is empty. Oh. I don't know what happens if I die or whatever after that.
Oh, shit.
So if you die, so if I deal 5 points, if I deal 5 points of damage to you, then you will die. Now, remember, we did have a house rule called intervention. You can attempt to step in and save somebody. But if you fail, they still take the damage, and you have to discard that card. So you technically take damage, too. So does someone who is not the person that I'm attacking, which I'm attacking Ashton.
Do I draw off the top of my deck, or do I declare a card?
You draw off the top of your deck. It is a chance. And only... We're going to say only one person can do
that. I was
supposed
to have a couple extra cards, but, you know.
Yeah, because how many times did you dodge?
House rules. A couple times, at least three.
Well, then just take three cards random out your deck.
No, alright, if you say so.
If you only have three cards in your deck, then...
I mean, I can hit right now. Either way, they're going to go down.
Yeah, but... Alright, so...
Okay, let's say, what's the damage first that I'm getting hit with? Or let's just say I add these three cards.
Oh, I think I had to declare intervention before damage is dealt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if I hit you with a simulation,
I just shuffle the deck right now and grab three.
Because you are weakened, you'll take 3 + 1, so 4. So you won't be dead. But you won't be dead.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
I want to do intervention.
You want to do intervention?
Okay. Ready? What are you intervening with?
Yeah, what attack?
What attack?
I will intervene with just Void's Touch again.
Very well. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Oh, I just drew a 2 off the top of my deck.
It's all right. Yeah. It's all right. Don't worry.
It looks like the slime is about to go for some of his party members. Ashen quickly jumps, not having a sword in his hand because somewhere along the way he lost it. He puts up his shield, but it like consumes around his shield, and then as it like lets go of him, he falls to the ground. Currently like in and out of consciousness. His skin is being eaten away by the acid. But so you're at -1. If I deal 4 more points of damage to you, you are dead. And there, I have
extra points at the start of my turn.
No. I don't think so. Do you?
No, okay, it's a weakened. Okay, yeah.
I don't know. Weakened is if I hit you take more damage.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're thinking of bleeding, poisoned, all that stuff. All right.
Something.
Now, number 3 is going to do corrosive spray to Yoshi, Ruben, and Rain. So, do you guys want to dodge or defend?
Defend.
Very well. Ruben?
Can I defend?
Huh? You can defend if you want to.
I
want to
defend.
Okay. All right. Ashen, what are you defending with? Not Ashen.
What?
Yoshi, what are you defending against? Sorry, that's my bad.
Defending with double slash.
Okay. Rain, what are you defending with?
Ancient tree strike.
All right, Ruben.
Void's touch.
Like my all right.
Good damage skill.
Ready? 1, 2, 3. Oh shit! I threw my card.
I will be adding cards to this.
You don't need to, buddy. But yeah. I guess you do.
Yeah,
I guess you do because it's a +3. What's your plus?
Mine would be a +2.
Okay, so you...
So it's 8.
Yeah, you beat me. You beat me, and you really beat me. All right. Okay, so we're going to start from the top. Yoshi. Sorry, I'm thinking about Ashton because Ashton's about to die if I... Yeah. Yoshi. What's the damage? Sorry, you can bring your old man healer in.
Base damage is 4. Yeah.
Base damage is 4? Was that a face card?
Yeah.
It was a face card?
It was a face card, and it actually... No, it wasn't of the seat, but it was a face card.
So you get to add your extra effect, which is an extra 2 points of damage.
Oh, I do get... Yes, extra 2 points of damage.
So 6 minus 3 is 3 damage to it. And this is of 3, so... Okay, Rain, what about you?
6 nature damage.
6 nature damage. Ouch. And Ruben.
4 damage total.
Jesus. Okay. It is basically like looking like water at this point. It's at 2 hit points. Okay, and now it is Nora's turn. Nora, your crab is still immobilized for one turn, so you have to let your crab still make that athletics check if you want your crab to do anything.
I thought it passed on the last time.
It did, but it's It's only for two scenes, I believe. Let me read. Mobilize for two scenes. Yes. Yeah, so this is the last scene. It's immobilized.
Okay.
So it needs to make that check.
All right.
Yeah, it makes it. It can do something. Crab is okay. Ready for war.
Crab's going to use Crushing Claw on number 3.
It will use Corrosive on Yoshi, Ashton, and Rain. So, someone can step in for Ashton again, but it's up to... It cannot be Yoshi, Rain, or Nora. So it has to be Ruben.
Damn.
I'm just going to use my actual turn to give him my health potion.
Yeah, well, that's if he lives. Okay. What are you intervening with?
He has 4 more HP. Void's touch.
All right, Yoshi. What are you are you defending or dodging?
I'm going to defend.
Very well. Rain, defend or dodge?
Dodge.
All right. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Show us that card there. Oof. Oh, shit. My man. I still hit Ashton.
So, Ashton takes the damage.
Ashton, so I'm going to kind of deal with this, because this is our first player death in the game. There is not a resurrection system in this game. So, for now, Ashton, you lay dead on the floor. Your soul, the rest of you watch as a celestial hand reaches down from nowhere, pretty much, besides a bit of moonlight, as Ashton's soul is pulled back to his world. Thankfully, Ashton, you open your eyes, you're now standing in front of that door with the late pizza, but it's gone.
Fuck!
And now you must continue your life knowing what you know, never being able to return, never being able to have that power again.
12 years later, and Ashton sitting inside of like a padded room. No, I swear I was grading XP. He ate me. I almost did.
All right. So, you can stay and watch and.
Damn.
We have lost a person today.
Our maybe Pizza he'll Hut Red Ranger. He will be missed.
Just about maybe to he'll give him a health potion.
Maybe he'll come back as some weird old man. But
wouldn't
we'll
these
see.
Turns technically be happening at the same time anyway? Because this is my crab's turn.
Technically, yes, but as your crab was running out and you were running to give him the health potion, there was Ruben who rushed in front to try to block the acid from getting to him, but he was just too late, as you were just too late, and the acid splashed all over Ashton, melting him to bone. I do need a madness check from all of you guys. Watching an ally die.
God, way to add salt to the wound.
Okay.
Try not to cry.
Don't you cry, because I'll cry, okay?
It's a sad thing. He never got to try the corruption. Alrighty. What did you... You guys ready for that?
Horribly.
Okay, so you guys... Let's see here. It has to beat a 10. You ready?
Yeah, reveal. I failed. Horribly.
Ooh.
I failed too.
That's a success.
Oh man, Yoshi is cold-blooded.
Yeah, he's just like, didn't like him anyways.
No, he loved Ashton.
I'll let you, if he loved him that much, Yoshi's I'll let you take a point of madness.
Yeah, Yoshi's just a cold motherfucker.
He's like, people die. I love that man, but people die. Alright, so those who failed, which are Rain and Nora, you each gain a point. You are now?
Did not.
Oh, you got an ace. I didn't see it all the way. Okay, so Rain. How many points do you already have?
No, my crab's attack got an ace. My crab's attack got an ace. I got confused for a minute.
Okay, what did you get for your madness?
This is my first madness point.
That's your first madness point? Okay. So, Rain, yeah, what's your madness sitting at? Very well. You have a -2 to all social competence tests. Until you fix your madness.
Oh, good. I wasn't a social person anyway.
I do not want that to happen, so I'm glad I passed.
Very well.
-2 to my social checks.
Ryzen yells out, I'm sorry your friend has passed, but if you do not continue fighting or flee now, you will all join him. Nora, your crab got an ace. Deal the damage. That was enough to kill it. The crab... 8?
Want the crab to clomb to pieces. Yes.
Goop. Just starts ripping the goop apart. Your crab takes the vengeance out that you desire for what it has done to your friend. And kills that individual. So. That one is dead. You have one left. Alrighty. Nora, you can finish up with your turn now. What do you want to do? Besides cry.
I'll give my health potion.
Yeah, to who? The dead body? Just come back! Just come back!
to
Rain. It's magic, right?
If someone wants to be a necromancer, though.
Oh, yeah, they do have that new release, the last Doe, which comes with the Necromancer. Lots of new stuff in that one. I don't know how
much the healing potion does.
The healing potion heals 5.
Rabbit's new character should be a necromancer that goes and revives Ashton's dead body.
Ashton's new character is a necromancer. Ashton's new character, just like Tsukiyomi brings in a new person. Don't worry, I found this. I think they're related somehow. Oh, look, it's Ashton. Come back, brother. It's just Bastion. Ashton and Bastion. But, alright. So, Nora, it is... you gave a potion to Rain. Very well. It is now Ryzen's turn, where Ryzen... He begins to... start to, like... pound on his chest as flames start to spark away from him. His hair begins to ignite... as a roar of a dragon can be heard, as it calls forth and coats each of you in this almost cloak of flames. And he's going to use Dragon Mantle, and he will use this, which they will defend with the assimilation with this. So, I win, and what that does... let's see, Infernal Dragon Mantle, it does for 3 targets, which is only 1, but he's doing it for the effect, so it deals 2 damage of fire, which they have a weakness of 2, so it deals 4. Alright, and then, for 2 scenes, if an enemy attacks you or an ally with a CT in melee, it takes 2 damage, it takes X damage, where X is your charisma, which his charisma is 3. So, that is his turn. You all are coated, cloaked in this, cape of flames, basically. This mantle of flames. Alright, top of the round. Everyone draw a card. If you have no cards, draw 3. Damn. I have no face cards now. Alrighty. Top of the round, Rain.
I am going to attack this guy with piercing sphere.
Very well. He will defend with acid envelopment, which is a melee, so he will take that he'll take that 3 points of damage. So, but it's plus two because weakness, so five. So, as here, 51, 50, I should say 49, 48, 47, okay. Okay, and are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Boom. Fuck. Okay. So hit me.
Diamonds.
Is that of its blessed seed?
So it's going to be six, because this is six. My blessed seed.
Nice. So, okay. It's with a face card. What does that do? Does it matter? Or is it a condition?
It just ignores the target's absorption and resistances.
Oh, okay. Nice. Alrighty. Okay.
Sorry, my son's being talkative right now.
It's all good. Ashton, it would be your turn if you were not dead, my friend. I'm sorry.
Too soon, Pat. Too soon.
Bring it up.
Just to say, this is my first player. This is my first character kill on recorded game ever. And it had to be rapid. He always wanted harder enemies.
It was either going to be rapid or me.
Rapid's always asking for harder enemies. And well, that harder enemy got him, finally. Hopefully he stays around. But we'll have to see next episode. All right. So, now it is Yoshi's turn.
Yoshi just saw this poor, dumb delivery kid go down. And he's feeling some kind of way about it. Like, he's holding it together. He's kind of a cold motherfucker, but he's pissed, and he's going to go in on this last one with double slash, because that's the one that does the most damage, even with the resistance.
I'm going to do acid envelopment. And that is a melee, so he will immediately take the 5 points of damage, which puts him at 36. All right, ready? Boom.
Yep. Ooh.
Ooh. Are you adding cards, or is that all you got?
Exact same card.
You know what? Fuck it. I'll just add another.
Okay, I can't outdo that. All right, your turn. What's your damage?
All right. That is a...
Is it of the blessed seed?
The blessed seed for that.
Okay, so it's critical.
It is, yes.
I believe that damage is 10 with a critical.
Yes, it's 10. 8
plus 2. Yeah, 8 plus 2. Okay, minus 3 is 7, which brings this down to... Ooh.
Yeah.
It is now at 29 HP. You guys are just wrecking this thing. All right. It is now...
It just killed our friend.
Yeah, you're like, all right, now we're fucking done. This isn't a video game, obviously. No, he died. this isn't a video game. Ryzen's just like, what the fuck is a video game? Ruben, it's your turn.
This is not D&D.
I am going to forego my combat technique and make it so that Rain can choose the seed of their next card.
Nice. All right. Nora, your crab can freely act now.
Okay.
Your crab also has the cloak of fire. Your crab also has the cloak of fire. It's just a crab with like an emperor cloak. Just big crab. It's gotta be one of those like one of those big coats that like the collar comes up to here and it's just like Moyata. Alright. I'm ready.
He's gonna use crushing claw again.
All right, I will use Acid Envelopment, which means it'll take that 5 points of damage, bring it down to 24. Damn, that dragon mantle, that dragon mantle's fucking beast. All right, okay, I'm ready. One, two,
I'm ready.
Three.
Yeah. Aww.
All right.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
I smack at a crab with that.
How much damage does he take?
He's not weakened anymore, so he'll take 4 points, and he is immobilized. And the target is poisoned for 2 scenes and must pass an athletics competence test. So you need to make that test one more time. If he can pass it, then he's not immobilized, but he is poisoned, which means at the start of his round, he'll take 1 point of damage. 7 plus...
I think that's enough.
Plus diamond.
Plus one.
It's not enough. It's a DV 13.
Yeah.
So he's immobilized again. Alright. Gotta put that crab down. Nora, what are you gonna do?
I'm going to use my turn to desummon my crab because he's taken a lot of damage.
The crab just turns around and just does a crabby salute and a bow to the rest of the party as he just vanishes like Endgame.
Oh.
I don't want to go, Mr. Stark. All right.
No!
Fuck you.
That wasn't even scripted.
I know. All right. So, okay. So that's the end of your turn then. Alrighty. It is now Ryzen's turn. Ryzen is going to do the incandescent claw attack. So incandescent claw is a single target range. Okay. That's the best he's got, but he is going to... Hold on, come here. What is the plus one? Of the same value, 3 of the same card. 2 of the same value. Fuck. Okay, never mind. He is going to add... that, just to try to win. Alright, and then the crab is going to attack... I mean, not the crab, the thing is going to attack with... Now that it's weak, it's going to attack with the corrosive spray, and he's going to target Rain, Reuben, and Yoshi. No, wait, Rain... It's Rain, Reuben, and Ryzen.
I will defend.
You'll defend? Rain? Very well.
Dodge.
Ready? One, two, three. Oh shit, yeah, you guys beat me.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, you guys beat me.
Didn't say what with. I meant say with touch.
Okay, I assumed as much. Okay, so, yeah, you guys beat me, so Ryzen's damage is 4 plus his, plus the weakness, so it's gonna be 6. So, it's at 18. Rain, you dodged. Reuben, you attacked. So, what's your damage?
Yeah.
And is it of the blessed seed?
So, it's double.
So, it's critical? Yep.
So, it's 4 damage plus the 2 from the discard. So, 6 damage total.
But it's critical. So, 8. 4 plus critical is 8.
No, because the plus 2 is from the face card effect.
Yeah, but so it was critical, right?
2 times 2 is 4. 2 times 2 is 4, plus the face card effect is 2 additional damage.
Oh, so 6. 6. I see. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
I think you were thinking of double slash.
I was thinking of double slash. All right. Okay. Ryzen's turn is over. Everyone who has, draw cards. If you have no cards, draw 3. If you have... more than one, at least one card, but less than 7, draw 1. Damn it. Alright, whatever. I still got that cloak up for one more turn. Alright, Rain. It's a good, you have that thing where you can make it your blessed seed, so.
Yeah, I'm about to obliterate this guy.
Yeah, we hate you are fucking.
I'm gonna use precision shot.
Okay, I will use corrosive spray on Ruben. Ruben, not Ashton, you're already dead. I'm sorry, man. I keep coming back to finish you off more. Ruben, Yoshi, and Rain. Okay.
He did.
All right. Bet. I will defend.
With double slash, I'm guessing?
Yeah.
Okay. Ruben. And...
I'm going to dodge.
Okay. All right. Ready? One.
Yeah. Yoshi's two, going in on this motherfucker.
Three. Oh, shit. Well, I hit you at least.
I am going to change this to my blessed seed. So,
so it's quadruple
damage.
I'm going to deal the damage to you real quick. You take 3 points of damage, Ruben. Okay, so how much damage am I taking from you?
For me?
Yeah.
Or Yoshi?
Oh, yeah, Yoshi.
18.
Oh, shit. Holy okay. Shit. Yeah, oh, so I'm just going to say that, yeah. What's yours?
Yeah, it's 6 minus the 3, so 3.
So 3. Oh, shit. So, okay, this thing had 12 health. So, I'm going to say, Yoshi, you run up and you weaken it further. How do you do that? As Rain is preparing, as you can see her gun kind of like charging up, it with like a lot of magic and like this almost like this underneath her scale starts to like ignite with rage after she kind of like looks down and see what it's done to Ashton. That like draconic cobalt heart starts to ignite in her, which is the first time you're ever feeling this, Rain. But what is it? What do you do to weaken this creature even further or hold it still or something?
It's kind of like the samurai showdown. Like, it's very Akira Kurosawa. He brings his sword back and he like rushes this thing and he like does the slice and he's just like standing on the other side of it. And then however Myth wants to describe blowing this fucking thing away after that hit.
All right, yeah, Myth or Rain, go for it. Tell us how you end this thing's existence with this overcharged shot.
So for flavor, we're gonna say that this got mixed with her Kaizo's lance thing, because that does lightning damage. So
did
the
you
gun
just do normal piercing?
Yeah.
Oh, but it's okay. Not. It only res- yeah.
So it would have been 15 total. I still would have one shot it with that. But, so, her gun starts to crackle and spark, and when she pulls the trigger, this, like, beam of golden lightning slams into this ooze as close to the face as she can get if it has a face.
It seems to have an eyeball, lots of eyeballs, but one big eyeball.
Yeah, we're gonna shoot the big eyeball.
Right through yes.
So it goes into the eyeball and it stops about halfway through the ooze and it starts to like coalesce and then boom,
all over the walls.
That is not.
As the battle comes to an end, the fierce and vicious battle. We now come back to the silence that is this shrine, this beneath the shrine, and you now you're faced with the fact that Ashton is gone. You are all severely injured.
Yoshi,
go ahead.
Yoshi's gonna walk up to Ashton's remains, and he's just gonna kind of like the whole like Shinto like Bushido kind of prayer thing, and he's going to gather up Ashton's remains and put them in his sack so that they can give him a proper burial, because he's not leaving him here.
Ryzen looks upon this with a bit of respect. Never leave a fallen ally in some place they would not want to live. You all look extremely injured. I don't suggest we push forward. We've saved the girl. Say again?
Yoshi hears that and he turns around. He's like, you saved her.
She's safe. You found her, and then she made her way out, and as I was running from the cultists, I spotted her making it safely out of the Black Forest, so.
Yoshi shakes his head. He's like, no, what about the one that's here?
There's one here?
Yoshi just kind of blinks for a second, and he's gonna take a moment, and he's gonna like tear around the room to look to see if there's anything that might give him health back, because he just knows that there's someone else that's trapped in here, and he does not want to walk away from this.
You do find some things, but Ryzen is still like, what do you mean? Who else is here? There was only one person, supposedly.
I don't know, but I heard a woman calling for help in here, and I'm not leaving this place until I know where she is.
Well, that complicates things. As you are tearing through the boxes, you do find some armor, weapons, and a box full of potions. It looks like you have enough for two for each person. That was counting Ashton. But, so, three for two people.
We have two there, correct.
Yeah, Yoshi is immediately going to, like, take down two of those potions plus the one that he has in his pack right now.
So you get back 15 health.
I'll shut up after this, but someone try pouring the health potion on Ashton, please.
Yeah, someone try it.
I'll do it.
Oh, no, don't! I'm being a dumbass, please.
Hey, we won't know if it works until we try.
Yeah.
Do you do it?
Yeah.
Do you grab out, do you kind of like reach into his pack and kind of like, as he's like panickingly searching through things, you reach into Yoshi's pack and you pull out the remains, which are skeletal, and then you panicking, you not panickingly, but you hopefully pour over a potion over the bones, and where the bones start to glow, the body is reformed, but there is no soul within the body. Perhaps if you could call for Tsukiyomi and reach him, he could bring Ashton and put him back in the body.
Oh shit.
Religious person.
He has to get hit by that.
It looks again. Looks to the priest in the party.
He has to get hit by the truck again.
Hey, Alexander the Great.
He gets back to work.
Love you.
He like gets back to work. He's like, guys, I lost the pizza somehow. Anyways, I'll go do the next thing. Gets hit by another truck.
Just gets so fucking leveled and wakes up in the dungeon.
The priest does have the. The priest does have the ability to call on gods, to speak to gods, but it will take a social competence test, difficulty value 13.
Are you talking to me?
You're the only priest here, my man. And the only priest that knows of Tsukiyomi.
I kneel down towards Ashton's body. Tsukiyomi, if he was meant for your quest, then you should keep him here. He has more to do. And I'm going to pray for Tsukiyomi.
Very well.
Can I, even though I'm not a priest, can I, I know that there's not necessarily the action, but can I, like, just kind of stand aside and join this prayer and offer?
RP-wise, go for it. RP-wise, go for it. It won't add anything. It won't add anything mechanically, but I personally might do something with it if it's good. Yeah. If it's good RP, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
The fact that you're willing to waste a potion on bones. There is no resurrection thing in this, but you were willing to actually do it. It was a stupid joke, but you were willing to do it for RP reasons, and it fits Nora to still try it. And so I, of course, had to go with
she
it.
She does fit, yeah. Nora.
Yoshi stands behind him, and Yoshi stands behind Ruben, and again is doing like the whole like Japanese like Shinto Bushido kind of the warrior culture that he was brought up in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, he just stands behind him and offers that as well. He doesn't say anything, but he understands the significance of what's going on here, and he's going to
respect it. Tsukiyomi being a more Asian worshipped god, this does add a bit of credence and power to it. So you'll have a +2 to your competence test.
I have to ask.
Yeah.
Does this count as a social competence test against an NPC?
Yes, because you have to, you're kind of technically trying to conjure him or summon him, and
okay,
so yes.
Then I get an additional +2 on top of my +2 from charisma.
So it's +6.
Get something like a fucking 2, I dare you.
So, 10 plus 6 is 16.
Fuck up, Brad, I'm trying to save you, little bitch.
There we go.
Nice. Nice.
Let's go.
All right. As you are praying to him, you're praying to Tsukiyomi, which Tsukiyomi doesn't normally get prayed to. In your world, he's the god of the moon. He gets prayed to quite a bit in one culture, but not every culture, even though he's the guide of your realm. He hears it. And after he just returned his soul, one of his workers returned his soul, one of his followers, he hears it and realizes, wait, Ashton's dead? Oh, no. I really don't want to have to bring in the other person. As a moon kind of coalesces in the room, and you can hear his voice. Is his body intact?
Yeah, we fixed it.
Yes, it is.
One of the legs is like on backwards.
Hold on! Breaks foot back, sets it in. Tsukiyomi kind of goes,
you know, she just bends down and like pops it.
Understand that being sent to another world will bring a toll on his soul. He may not come back as the same class, the same power. It may call upon a different part of his soul. And he may come back with a bit of corruption. So be careful.
I think that's...
keep an eye on him.
To have to take.
Understand that once you fall into corruption the first time, it is easy to continue that slippery slope. And in a world where darkness is strong. Very well. I'll bring him back. As the moon glows brighter, we now pan over to Ashton. Ashton, you come back to the business, and he goes, yeah, we got that call from the person that was you were supposed to deliver. You showed up with an empty box. Did you fucking eat the pizza?
No, you don't. You don't get it. There was XP and there was goo people.
The fuck?
And
I stop playing video games on. Stop playing video games while you're working. God damn it! God, I bet you're fucking high as shit too right now. How about you just get out? Go on, get. Take the fucking day off, and maybe you'll keep your job.
He's gonna throw his stuff on. I quit this. You can't fire me.
Fine.
I was a knight, god damn it, of the round table.
It was a knight.
God damn it.
I don't need this.
As you say, I don't need this, and you turn back around, boom! Just hit by a truck.
That's great.
As we now come to that same.
Truck just bodies you.
We come to that same white world where It's now not as white. It now kind of has a little bit more. There's people kind of doing things as Tsukuyomi is walking up towards you, Ashton. As he looks at you and goes, I understand that I just sent you back, but your friends have made it to where I can bring you back and call for you back. Do you wish to return? Yes, they did.
Oh, guys.
Of course, fuck that place. It'd be a pizza delivery. I'm a fucking knight of the round table. What do you mean?
Now understand that you may not come back as what you were before. You may not show up with the same powers. It may call upon a different part of your soul.
Have you ever fucking flipped a pizza for your life? That shit sucks, okay?
No, but I've watched people do it.
If you tell me that.
You may have to
watch people flip. It's not very fun, so you know that.
No,
at least.
No, it's not. And I understand that. So you understand that you're going to come back and you may not be a knight, but you might be, depending on what your soul chooses.
Well, and Ashton stands up a little bit as he says it. As a knight of the Order of the Round Table, Hut, Pizzazz Hut, I will do my best honor. You know, I'm really, just send me back. I'm trying to get into your guys' language. It's not really working.
I feel like I'm forgetting to tell you something, but you're kind of right. Yeah, I get it. Look, okay. All right. Look, I feel like I'm forgetting to tell you something, but I'm sure your friends will tell you. So, don't die again. Yeah. I can't do this a second time. I'm a third time, technically. So, don't die again, or your soul will be obliterated. Bye.
Bye, Blizzard.
Whoosh!
Now Ashton has an extra goal for don't die again, or my soul is obliterated.
As suddenly, to the rest of you guys, the flash of light dissipates, and the moon is gone as Ashton sits up. And with that, we'll end tonight's session. Bye-bye, everyone. Love you.
Yo. Bye. Bye, everybody.